Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations.
What is this? You, me, and Mama here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I'll go ahead and pick up in numbers 18 while we'll wait for others to join in. And this is the Lord is continuing giving directions to the priest. And it goes on to say, your priest may own no property, nor have any other income, for I am all that you need. As for the tribe of Levi, your relatives, they shall be paid for their services with the tithes from the entire land of Israel. From now on, Israelite other than the priest and the Levite shall not enter the sanctuary lest they be judged guilty and die. Only the Levites shall do the works there, and they shall be guilty if they fail. This is a permanent law among you, that the Levites shall own no property in Israel, for the people tithes offered to the Lord by the gesture waving by the, before the altar shall belong to the Levites. These are their inheritance, and so they have no need for property. The Lord also said to Moses, tell the Levites to give to the Lord a tenth of tithes they receive, a tenth of the tithes to be presented to the Lord by the gesture waving before the altar. The Lord will consider this as your first of the harvest of offering of him of grain and wine, as though it were from your own property. This tithe of the tithe shall be selected from the choicest part of the tithes you receive as the Lord's portion, and shall be given to Aaron the priest. It shall be credited to you just as though it were from your own threshing floor and wine press. Aaron and his son and their family may eat in their homes or anywhere they wish, for it is their compensation for their service in the tabernacle. The Levites will not be held guilty for accepting the Lord's tithes if you give them the best ten of to the priest. But beware that you do not treat the holy gifts of the people of Israel as though they were common, lest you die. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay,
we're going to have a couple
more callers. Uncle Janet. Yes.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
And Sister
Cheryl,
good evening.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up to enjoy another day on this earth, specifically to glorify your name. It is a good day. We are united in prayer to praise and worship you. You are more than deserving. Because of you, your unfailing, unconditional love, we are thankful that you have finally forgiven us for our sins. We thank you for just being our Father, caring and loving, just loving us no matter what. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, you want me to give you the list of the callers today?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay, we just got another one. Good evening, Auntie Marie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening.
Okay. All right, I'll do a roll call. We have Loretta, Hubert, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, Mom, Sister Shirley, and Auntie Marie. Is that anything else?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with our program. Let's see here. I'll start with Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I think so. Hold on.
Amen.
Okay. Where was I? Okay. Hebrews, the 6th chapter, starting at the first verse. You heard me? Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Can you repeat that for me, please?
Hebrew, the 6th chapter, starting at the first verse.
Amen.
Therefore, excuse me?
Yes, ma'am, we hear you.
Okay. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on into perfection, not lying again. The foundation of repentance from the dead work and our faith toward God. The doctrine of baptism and a laying on his hand and our resurrection of the dead and of the eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good work of God and the power of the work of the world to come, if they should fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh off upon it and bringeth forth herb, meet for them to whom is dressed, receive blessing from God. But that which beneath the breathed thorn and the bride is rejected and is not unto crucifying, whom in is to be burned. But beloved, we are persecuted better than you, and things that accomplish salvation through we then speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have shared toward us. His name is that mistress to the to the saints and do this. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Hebrew. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of Luke 23:26-35. And they led him away. Who was from the country and put the cross on him and made him carry behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including the woman who had mourned and wept for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, be not weep for me, weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, 'Blessed are the barren woman, the womb that never bore, and the beast that never nourished.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two other men, both criminals, was also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.' And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, 'He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one.'" Amen.
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 Loretta, before we go on, we have another caller. Auntie Di.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Evening. Okay, thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Luke 23. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 100. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter unto his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms. Next, I'll go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I just want to do a prayer for blessings, and the author is Ellen Berrio. God, be merciful to us and provide us with your blessings. Help us to show love for others as you have shown love for us. Give to us your peace and blessings of good health, and provide us with the protection of your angels to keep us safe. Let your blessings of happiness and prosperity with success dwell within our shelters on this day and in the days to come. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. And next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? John chapter 6, verse 51 to 58. I'm sorry, what book? John chapter 6. "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eat this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. When then the Jew began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eat my flesh and drink my blood remain in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. So the one who feed on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestor ate manna and died, but whoever feed on this bread will live forever." Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading. I see God out of John. Let's see. I will go next, and my reading is out of Psalm 92. And it goes on to say, "It is good to say thank you to the Lord, to sing praises to the God who is above all gods. Every morning tell him thank you for your kindness, and every evening rejoice in all his faithfulness. Sing his praises, accompanied by music. You have done so much for us, O Lord. No wonder we are glad." Amen.
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 Okay, next I'll go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Romans, the 14th chapter. "Accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not, and the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does. For God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand. For the Lord is able to make him stand." Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Romans. Next I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from the book Praying the Lord's Prayer. Devotion on forgiveness. "Lord, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." With these words, he who prays reminds himself of his own need to forgive. Jesus again and again declared this very point, that you cannot ask God for forgiveness if you are not prepared to forgive. God can forgive only if we are ready to forgive. But so whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything in your heart against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven may forgive you of your trespasses. Jesus even goes so far as to say that disciples is to interrupt his presentation of an offering with quick he entreating God's forgiveness. If it occurs to him that his brother holds something against him, and he is to be reconciled with his brother before he completes the offering of his sacrifice. In these verses, Jesus means to say that to request for God's forgiveness is false and cannot be heard by God if we, his disciples, have not on our part previously cleared up our relationship with our brother. Our willingness is to, so to speak, the hand which Jesus' disciples can reach out toward God for forgiveness. Lord God, help us to forgive. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, the Lord's Prayer. Let's see. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Jonah. Both chapter 1 through 11 said, open up. Jonah was exclusive, but God was inclusive. Jonah want God for Jonah, but God want Jonah for the world. Jonah felt his own pain, but God want Jonah to feel the world's pain. Jonah became angry with God for his compassion, but God wanted Jonah to have compassion. We prefer category rather than collusion. We prefer comfort zone. We harbor dislike for the unlike. We say, it my way or no way. It my way or the highway. My church, my denomination, my theology, my style, my crew, and my God. But clearly, there is enough of God to go around. Into our world of comfort, God may send a worm to enrod it from the root to the stem. And while that worm is on the plow, it may cut away our propitiate and our shattered sanctity. Our choice is clear. Open up or be eaten up. Which one you choose? Amen.
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 All right. Thank you, Mom, for that reading out of Jonah. Okay. We have reached a part in our program where we're praying for the sick and shut-in. And before I go into the sick and shut-in prayer, Sister Shirley, do you have any updates on your aunties for us?
Well, we're still running back and forth to the doctors in the hospital. Just keep us in prayer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you for that information. Okay. Now, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Wallene, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, and her family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Doretha and family, the Verner family, the Allen family, the Lakeland family, the Cody family, the Johnson family, the Williams family, the Franklin family, the Ross family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, Essamayan family, Linnean family, the Simmons family, Carlos and the Wells family, Charlie and family, the Moore family, the Moody family, Ruth Edwards, McClure family, Dwight, Tawana, and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Peters family, the Brown family, Vanessa and family, Jarrell and family, Marianne and family, Desert Kendrick and family, Tony, Brian, Eric, DeMarcus, Malachi, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you cleanse our sick and shut-ins of all unrighteousness and cover them with the precious blood of Jesus. And we pray that sickness and diseases have no power over the sick and shut-ins, and all of our sick and shut-ins receive life through your words. And it flows through every organ of their bodies. Father God, we ask that you bring life, healing, and health to each and every one of them, for we give no place to sickness and pain. Father God, we ask that you bring healing to every fiber of their bodies, restoring life and health. And we ask of all these things through your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Honoring birthdays for the week of August 19th through the 25th.
Okay. I have my daughter Ann Allen's birthday is tomorrow.
Okay. Amen.
Auntie Betty, don't we have Frida on the 17th? Oh, that was yesterday.
That was last week.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. You have your Uncle Nooney on the 25th.
Willie. You got it.
And Loretta's on the 24th.
Auntie Alice is on the 24th.
Auntie. Mm-hmm.
That's all I have, Loretta.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. Let's see. Auntie Janet, would you do us the honor and sing the happy birthday song?
I surely will. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God's blessings on you. God blessings on you, and may you have many, many more blessed birthdays. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday and many, many more. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Auntie Dennis, for that beautiful song. Let's see. We have reached a part of our program where we do share what's on our heart. Whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or more Bible verses. And I will start out with Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Luke 11:1-13, and it's a prayer. When we make a commitment to Jesus Christ, God grant us a new walk and a new talk. Talking to the Lord is prayer, but praying is more than just saying what we feel. Making a commitment to Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit transforms the heart, and from a transformed heart comes a new desire for what we want and need. What comes natural to us is living according to the flesh. But Jesus teaches us how to walk and talk in the Spirit. Jesus' prayer is a modern prayer that seeks the region of God's will on earth. Through it we are channels to put aside our personal quests or gains. Because what is best for us is that God will, not our will, be done. When we pray daily, we ought to acknowledge God's sovereignty. We ask the Lord to meet our basic needs because we learn it in only through the Lord that we live and move and have our being. We make a remitment to the Lord, confessing and repenting of knowing and unknowing sin because we are working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We should also ask the Lord to give us the strength to love others as we want others to love us. We ought to tell the Lord we want to be kept by Him and not entangle against with the yoke of bondage. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Luke. Next I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to try to sing tonight.
Amen.
One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time.
Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to serve together one more time. Yes, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Amen. Praise God. Okay, let's see here. Next I'll go to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
For sure, a reading. Oh God, my strength and fortitude, a force. I must love thee. Thou art my castle and defense in my necessity. The Lord shall light my candle, so it shall shine full bright. The Lord my God will make also my darkness be light. Now blessed be the living God, most worthy of all praise. He is my rock and saving help. So praises be he always. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Light my candle.
Loretta.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Well, I'm Daniel.
Amen.
Are you there?
Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Okay. I want to give a special shout out to Miss Brown, Vanessa's mom. She lives back.
You said her birthday?
No, she's at Emory.
Miss Brown.
Yeah. Miss
Brown.
Vanessa's mom, she lives back to the
hospital.
All right. Okay.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that update, Danielle, Ms. Brown. Thank you. Okay. Next I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'll continue sharing from Praying the Lord's Prayer, a reading, The Windows of Heaven. O Father in heaven, hear that child. The night is dark and the waters wild, and I must perish unless thou with heed. But cold is the night and dark indeed. Then a small voice whispered, "Peace, be still." And the wind and the waters obeyed his will. Father in heaven, oh, hear my prayer. My boat may sink, and I may know not where, unless I will heed my beseeching cry. Alone I must perish, alone must die. Small voice, listen, peace, be still. And the wind and the waves obeyed his will. Father, thou hast heard and answered my call. Thou master of the seas, thou ruler of all. Thou never will forsake thy trusting child. So dark is the night and the waters wild. Then a small voice whispers, peace be still. And the winds and the waves obeyed his will. The windows of heaven are open to our cry. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, the Lord's Prayer. Okay, next I'll go to Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to try to sing a song, but I'm also going to read some words to the lyrics.
Amen.
Something about the name Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, no, how I love the name Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain the power that I feel when I call your name. It's just like fire shut up in my bones. The Holy Ghost is moving, and it just won't leave me alone. There's something about the name Jesus.
Yeah.
It's the sweetest name I know. Sweeter than honey, from the honeycomb. I can feel the Holy Ghost moving. It won't leave me alone. At the name of Jesus, every knee has got to bow. You don't have to wait until the fire comes. You can go on and shout and praise him right now. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Angela, and along with the words that went along with it. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. Next I go to Auntie Marie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I am coming from John, the 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye knows, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Father, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye have known me, ye shall know my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading out of John, Auntie Marie. Let's see. I will go next, and this is a poem, and the title is Thank You, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, no matter what our ways. Thank you, Lord, for staying near until the end of our days. Thank you, Lord, for answering us each moment that we call. Thank you, Lord, for giving us gifts, both great and small. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe from every harm. And thank you, Lord, for holding us so gently in your arms. By Eva Marie. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. Next I'll go to Daniel. any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm just a real good listener, that's all. Amen.
Thank you, Daniel. We love you dearly. Okay, let's see here. Next, I'll go to, Auntie Dot. Any good news, testimony, song, or poems you would like to share with the group tonight? Who did you say? Auntie Dot. Okay. Yes, only Ephesians 5th chapter, verse 15 to 20. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as a wise. Make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord wills. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauch. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one and another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from the heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Auntie God, out of Ephesians. Let's see here. Next, I have Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Galatians 3:26 to fourth chapter 7. Songs of God. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is that as long as the heir is a child, he is no different from a slave. Although he owns the whole estate, he is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. So also, when we were children, we was in slavery under the basic principle of the world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his son into our heart, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. Amen.
Thank you, Hubert, for that reading out of Galatians. Amen. Okay, let's see. Is there anything anyone would like to share before Angela come to us with the closing prayer? Okay, I have something I would like to share. First of all, I would like to welcome Sister Shirley back.
Amen.
Thank you.
And Sister Shirley, we ask that God continue to give you the strength that you need to keep pressing forward in your journey with your family members. And we truly love and miss you very much. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Amen.
So we will continue to keep Sister Shirley, Aunties, in our prayer as well as Sister Shirley. And we add to the list Miss Brown. So we will continue to pray for all our sick and shut-ins. And we just say a special prayer for the Aunties and Miss Brown. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer.
God knows what he's doing, and we can trust in him. So let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. The highest praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise. He's greatly to be praised. Never forget what God has done for you, how good God has been to you. God knows what he's doing, and we can trust in him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that reading, Angela. Thank you for that closing prayer. I do apologize. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. I think it was a wonderful program. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Out of several books tonight, Jonah, Psalms, Luke, Romans, Hebrew, John, Ephesians, and the poems of Light My Candle by Sister Shirley, and the song by Angela, The Sweetest Name I Know. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Auntie Betty with that favorite song, One More Time, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we got a lot to fall back on when we run through our storms or run into our storms. We have a lot that we can fall back on. And Galatians as well was shared tonight, too. So we have a lot to fall back on if we run through our storm. Just need a little lift up from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, and we ask that you bless America, Israel, and other nations, and bless our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you all, and good night. Love you all.
Bye.
Love you.
And you have a happy birthday.
You have a happy birthday on Friday.
I'm planning on it. Thank you very much.
On the 24th.
Mm-hmm.